Welcome to Wisdom Trek with Gramps. We are on day 1784 of our trek, and it is time to explore another nugget of wisdom, which includes an inspirational quote, along with some wise words from Gramps for today's trek. Wisdom is the final frontier in gaining true knowledge, and we are on our daily trek to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, and boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. This is Gramps. Thanks for coming along on today's trek as we increase wisdom and create a living legacy. We are told in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 16, how much better to get wisdom than gold, and sound judgment than silver. If you apply the words that you hear today, over time, it will help you to become more healthy, wealthy, and wise as you continue on your daily trek of life. So let's jump right in with today's nugget. And today's quote is from Alexander Pope, and it is, a person should never be ashamed to admit that they are wrong, which is but saying that they are wiser today than they were yesterday. So our nugget for today is, wiser today. We will all make mistakes and be wrong at many things in our life. Unfortunately, too many times, we are reluctant to admit our mistakes and wrongdoings. It is a pride issue, where we do not want other people to find out that we may have flaws or act incorrectly. However, we have to realize that others will most likely already know that, and all we are doing in attempting to hide it is making ourselves look even more foolish. So let's be quick to admit our mistakes and failures when they do happen. Errors and losses are not only unavoidable, they are the prime source of wisdom from the lessons that we can learn from them. When we are wrong about something, it provides an automatic lesson on how to improve. Never waste an opportunity to learn. Take every step and obstacle in your path as lessons that they are. Never be too proud to admit your mistakes and errors. You will only be wiser if you just learn from them. And our passage for today is James chapter 3, verses 17 and 18. But the wisdom that comes from above is first of all pure. It is also peace-loving, gentle at all times, and willing to yield to others. It is full of mercy and the fruit of good deeds. It shows no favoritism and is always sincere. And those who are peacemakers will plant seeds of peace and reap a harvest of righteousness. And as you ponder this nugget of wisdom for yourself, please encourage your friends and family to join us and then come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, creating a legacy. And if you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,782 treks or read the Wisdom Journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day's trek will be downloaded to you automatically. And if you'd also like to receive our weekly newsletter called Wisdom Notes, please email me at guthrie@wisdom-trek.com. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward, enjoy your journey, and create a great day every day. See you tomorrow for more daily wisdom.